If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. I'm going to say it. I was not prepared this morning for 43 degrees. It was cold. Cold walk. I parked in the parking garage. It was a cold walk. I'm saying I'm a wussy. It was cold. Should have brought my
coat. A wussy.
Yeah. 43 degrees outside.
It was not cold.
I was not prepared for that chilly walk this morning. I wasn't.
I missed
mentally.
That one. You're a wuss.
I said it.
Wasn't prepared.
The thing I was thinking when I was walking up here before you interrupted my piece was it was optimum. It's like the optimum.
A little chilly
day.
Sip. A little chilly out there.
Oh, it's not chilly.
It's Bill's dream weather, of course, today. You know, it's dark and cold outside.
Tell me yesterday wasn't beautiful.
It was. That was great. It
God.
Was. That was great. What a beautiful day that was. It was beautiful.
No wind.
It was.
It was.
Come on.
It was.
It's a perfect day.
Oh. It's going to be like that today, I think.
Will, it's just cold right now. I forgot. I've forgotten the...
43?
We've been spoiled. We've been almost 43. Harmed by such a warm September. I forgot. Hey, this time of year, it's cold in the morning. We haven't had this yet. This is the first time we've had this kind of morning at all.
I'm not.
This fall. It's been summer. Extended summer so far in September.
I've seen the map. Shimmick put it out, I think.
We did.
Of when the normal frost comes in. And we usually have usually the frost is late September in Lincoln.
That's why I'm
your first frost. Right. We're now into October 8th?
October 8th today.
Yeah. And we have nothing that resembles a frost.
It's been 95 degrees for the last month, it feels like, outside.
We need that frost bad.
Do we?
I'm done with the yard. I'm done mowing. I want
to mow
frost.
Today.
I tell you one thing. There is such a difference on the crispness of a mowed yard, spring, summer, fall. Fall blows it away.
Does it?
Oh, man. It's when you get done mowing your yard like that, because right now your yard is in incredible shape. It's unbelievable
it is.
With all the rain.
I won't even do anything. It's incredible shape.
And when you mow your yard in the fall, it's a different feeling. It's a better feeling.
I'll ask Sophie about it.
She mowed
it.
Ask her what she thinks.
She mowed it last night. I left for a little bit from 5 to 7:30, I came back and the lawn was mowed. It's almost like she waits till I leave and then mows it. So
it's about you judging everything, you know?
Yeah, well, the interesting thing is the reason Steve left was because he pulled a fast one on us.
Pulled a fast one on us last night.
Yeah.
What was that,
100.
Bill?
Well, I wake up this morning to all kinds of tweets out there.
Sippel
was on Big Red Wrap-Up.
Oh.
But, oh, yeah.
TV appearance
didn't say
last
a word
night.
Yesterday.
Was not a fast one.
Were you suited up for this thing?
No, it wasn't 5, by the way. Okay, she mowed. Okay, what am I talking about? She had to mow the lawn between I left at 6:40, and when I got back at 8, it was mowed.
So in the dark?
Yeah, I mean, impossible. Yeah. 6:40, it's dark.
It's getting pretty much pitch black.
Yeah.
7 now.
Yeah. Yes.
It was mowed. I don't know. She does it. She must do it pretty fast. Well, I know she does.
Does
it
she have
fast.
A light on the mower?
Yes.
I don't think so. Because I'm sure.
Let's get back to the fast one. We've covered the mowing.
Yeah,
Let's get back to the. You pulled a stunt.
Big red wrap
on all the breakers.
We try to support you.
Can we figure out this dark thing?
And you'll talk about Fremont. You'll talk about going to Beatrice. But boy, big
the ghost
red wrap
once
up.
In a while.
Yeah, not a word.
One thing before we got clear up the mowing thing first, because I did leave the house at 6:40 because I had to be there at 7:00, and that was only 7 to 7:20 at Big Red Wrap Up. So, no, that's not true. 7:20 to 7:40, probably got home at 8:00 and it was done.
So she mowed in the dark for sure. There's no way that was all in the light. Yeah. Definitely in the dark.
Part of it. Unless I've seen things, I think the lawn was mowed.
I'd like to check that. I'm going to say this lawn was mowed and you just missed it. I don't think there's any chance that she got on.
No, I know.
At
I know.
6:40 and finished the whole yard. Just check it out tonight.
Maybe the backyard's not mowed. That could be. She just mowed the front. Sophia, please chime in. I don't think she has any idea what we do.
No idea. She has no idea on the radio.
It's better that way, actually.
Let's get back to the fast one you pulled.
There was no fast one, Bill. Yeah.
Did we talk about it on the show
yesterday?
We try
to support you when you're doing your appearances.
That's what doesn't add up here.
I didn't think about it. I just wasn't thinking about it.
We would have told the breakers to chime in.
Yeah, we told the breakers.
Bigger ramp.
Yeah.
Greg was making fun of me.
Yeah.
For what?
Just the way I was sitting, I guess. The chairs are awkward. I don't mean that in a bad way.
So the set was jacked up, according to you.
No.
Severe chime in.
No, the set was fine. I just, I think those chairs are for kind of bigger dudes. So whatever, it was fine. The guys are great. Mick is great. You know who Mick is. Michael, Damon, and Jay. It was great. It was fine. I will say this. I was kind of freaked out when I walked in because I've been doing those things since 95.
Yeah.
30 years.
95.
Wow. And they've redone. Was it last year? Was the first year of the refurbished studio?
I think it's been a few years. A few years. And I will say this. I was thinking about this too. It hasn't. That's the only thing that's really changed. Is the set's changed once. One time. Nothing else has changed. The door I go in is the same.
It's really dark and it's really quiet.
Yeah. 30 years.
Yes.
God almighty.
They have pizza or anything?
They did, and I didn't.
You didn't partake in food?
No, I had things I had to do. I had to kind of shoehorn that into some things. So, no, I didn't. I didn't have pizza.
Anybody chime in? Did anybody see Steve live last night?
I did not. I would not. I didn't see a lot.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me. How would I don't know the rundown of Big Red Wrap Up every week.
No, I wouldn't
on,
expect
not.
To. I thought it'd get past Bill, actually. Yeah. I wasn't trying to pull fast.
The only reason I got it was because there was mentions on Twitter. That's how I know. So
anyway, that's that. Talked about Maryland and the upcoming game and the last game.
Jay was watching. He said, Jay in Norfolk says, there was not enough speed to power talk last night in Big Red Wrap Up. You missed your speed to power talk last night.
You didn't go over
it. Speed to power talk.
You did not do any pass rush stuff?
No.
Come on.
No. Speed to power.
That's the phrase. Yeah.
Speed to power. Bill, you don't have to line up wide.
Yeah.
It's not necessary.
Yeah. Still do it, but.
People say you had a nice polo on last night. That's from John and Sandman both say that.
Was that a Roebuck?
It was a Roebuck. It was a blue Roebuck.
Another person says that as well. People were watching. We didn't know, though.
Did you mention the ticket?
No, I mean, it doesn't really come up.
He says severe comments on your polo on the show.
Yeah, he did.
You're so well-dressed right now.
I'm really not. Sean even kind of said yesterday, he goes, you probably need to get a couple more. You're wearing the same ones over and over.
Sean.
A lot of commentary.
Peacock Pie says this. I saw Sip
the pie.
Live. He says, I saw Sip Live. And I agree with Missing Tooth Greg. He was sitting very awkwardly in the chair. I got to see this now. I need to see.
Now we have to see it.
I want
to
see what this looks like.
Someone please at least send us a photo, screenshot.
Please don't,
like, are
Greg.
You hunching over and leaning back
photos.
Or what?
Greg, we need to see a photo.
Greg, don't do it. Don't do it. You know better now. You don't do this.
We can find it, though.
Don't blame Greg. We're going to find it anyway. So don't hold
this
over Greg's
head. This is going
Greg's
to exist
head.
For somebody
this,
to screenshot
yeah, this
us.
Is going
to
be
fair.
It's fair. So this will send fair. It in, Greg, because if not, we're going to have some Tony Tony from McCook will
yeah,
send
you're
it
right.
In.
Yeah. It's fair. That's fair. Yeah.
What made you sit awkward? Was it
you
nervousness?
Said the, you said the chairs were weird, but what?
I'm awkward. You know I'm awkward. Right. I'm awkward.
I mean, like now
socially.
You're part of the charm. Standing now. I mean, you sat for the first 2.5 years I was on the show. Now you stand for it. All of a sudden, 1 week later, we just stand.
You did awkward. Say, I think last week, you said the standing's about done because you're hurting your back standing
Sometimes
the whole
my
time.
My back hurts. Socially awkward in general. That's the only, you know that. You've come.
You're not awkward in general, just socially awkward. That one we do know.
And I was like, oh, yeah, it's just, I don't know why I was sitting that way.
Were you like on the edge of the seat?
Yes. Okay. I didn't sit back.
Yeah, Kelly says you were on the edge of the seat.
I didn't sit back.
And Kelly thought it was odd. How many people confirmed
that Sipple was odd?
I didn't sit back.
As far as how he was sitting, not his commentary.
I have to see this.
Yes.
Breakers, please send a screenshot or something.
People are
commenting on the awkwardness of your sitting.
Yeah, Greg has a full catalog of it. Yeah. If you really want to see it. Come on. It's not.
We can probably Google this, can't we?
Yes.
We can probably Google. Can we go to.
I got a picture. I'll show it to you during the break.
Great. Thank you.
This doesn't look terrible.
Thank you, picture.
But you are like leaning on one of the sides of the chair.
I know. I know what I was doing.
This one I don't think does justice in the awkwardness. I want to see one that they're talking about. If you're truly on the front of the chair.
Steve says Greg has over 20 photos.
Yes, he did a, yeah. He has like a documentary of it. So anyway, that's it.
Well,
I mean.
Sounds like it was a good night for you at the Big Red
Wrap.
It was
just quite a shock when I woke up this
morning.
Yeah,
we didn't know that.
Quite a shock.
We support you in your opinion.
I know you do. I didn't.
That's why we're upset right now.
I wasn't hiding it. I just didn't think about it.
We would have promoted this on the show yesterday for you.
Yeah, well, for Big Red Wrap Up.
Yes, for both you. Yeah. I mean, and the show.
Well, mainly Big Red Wrap Up. I mean, we're saying Big Red Wrap Up a lot, which helps Big Red Wrap Up. They still have it. It's 7 o'clock on Tuesdays. 7 o'clock on Tuesday.
Bill received a text from Missing Tooth Greg.
Does it replay at a different time also?
I think it does replay. Yeah.
God dang, Bill. You're way more astute than you let on.
Hang on here. I'm going to my phone device.
Okay. This one is definitely, that's awkward. The problem is that you're on the end, though. You're looking back at everybody.
I think that.
So they all look comfortable in their chairs. You have kind of, he's got like this.
Is that awkward?
He's got this, Bill. I got a picture of him like this. He's got both arms out like this.
Yeah, it's interesting. Kind of
odd.
This one is definitely awkward. That's an awkward picture I'm seeing.
Yeah. Is it really awkward?
Yes.
It's not like, I wouldn't like.
When I show you this one here. Your choice of
shoes is probably more awkward than actually how you're sitting.
I got
sitting.
A lot of comments on the
just
shoes.
Tennis shoes, no socks that people are saying?
Skechers. They're the Skechers.
Skechers, yeah. Yeah, they're interesting.
I went no socks.
Well.
And a giant watch. Look at the
that
size
looks,
of the
that looks
watch.
It looks like a very large watch. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not that big. It's not. It's a normal size watch.
Well, hang on. We have a video
Jake,
now.
Listen to Jake.
I've got a video now.
But did he send a video?
Yeah, I got a video now.
This is not good radio.
He's looking the other way. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the arms are on the side. It's kind of odd. It's okay.
It's a big chair.
It's a big chair.
You had your glasses on and off, but you didn't need your glasses.
That happens on the show though all the time. Like that happens here a lot.
I had them in my hand because I was studying right up to the appearance. I had
some notes.
You had notes.
Yeah.
Okay. A couple scores last night. Idle chit chat.
Yeah.
The Yankees were down 6-3. They come back and win 9-6 to stave off elimination. Yankees 9-6. Two home runs for Aaron Judge in that game.
Jeez.
And the Mariners on the road beat the Tigers 8-4. Now up 2-1.
Not liking that.
In that series. It could snow in Seattle, couldn't it? No.
No.
In November?
No.
Probably not.
Okay. No, it could be cold.
Let's hope.
Might be 43, though, and that'll throw everybody for
a
loop.
Yes, yes.
It will be cold. I was, 6-3 that the Yankees were down?
Yes.
And then I fell asleep on the couch.
You missed the home run.
Woke up.
Pretty early.
Woke up, all of a sudden it was 9-6.
Fell asleep on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, Judge hit the home run to make tie it up in the fourth inning.
Actually, I wasn't on the couch. I was on the floor with Sugar.
You fell asleep on the floor.
On the floor, yes.
Were you in the fetal position by any chance?
It wasn't fetal, but I missed 6 runs, so it was pretty substantial.
You missed a lot.
You missed a run. You wake up and the game's over. It's not, whoa, what happened here?
Oh, the Yankees won.
All right.
On the floor, did you have a pillow?
Yes, I had a pillow, and then there's like this little foam mattress thing we have for Sugar. Yeah.
You're on the floor.
Sugar likes when you lay with her.
I know. The old man was on the floor.
Yeah.
Tonight you have 2 games. You have, 4 games today. 4 games today.
God, there's 4.
Mariners-Tigers, 208 on FS1.
Slowly, please.
Mariners-Tigers, FS1, 208 p.m.
Okay.
Brewers-Cubs. That is at 4:08 p.m.
What an odd time.
Very odd. On TBS.
No, really odd. Yeah.
Blue Jays-Yankees 6:08 on FS1.
Okay.
And Phillies-Dodgers 8:08 p.m. on TBS.
That's a great
four
time.
Days. Four games today.
Dodgers-Phillies is the one I'd try to
that watch. Game is 3-2-0 Dodgers, and it's now in LA for that series.
See them clinching Chavez Ravine and tell me what it looks like.
I will not see them. If they win, I will not see the end.
That's going to be late, 10:30, 11 o'clock.
That has not happened.
No, yeah, you're right.
I just wonder if there's a briskness in the air in New York City. I'd like to know that.
It'd be kind of fun tonight.
Turn on the weather for New York City.
Pull it up right
now. What's going to get tonight at darkness?
They're guessing 68 degrees at game time at 6:08.
That does nothing for me. That's embarrassing. Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
The weather's embarrassing.
It is. It's embarrassing.
It
is. Global warming is setting baseball back.
Yeah.
Boy, baseball's good, though.
Are you watching today?
We have
football tonight. We have football. UTEP's playing tonight.
We have football.
Scotty Walton.
College football tonight. We have two games tonight. We mentioned that yesterday. We have, we have at 6:30 on ESPN2, Missouri State and Middle Tennessee State. 2-3 versus 1-4. And then in the 1-4 teams, Liberty and UTEP. That's at UTEP at 7 p.m.
Who?
On CBS Sports Network.
I don't know this. Who is the head coach at Liberty? Because Liberty right now being 1-4, that is not
Is it still Jamie Chadwell, or is he gone?
Oh, you're right. I think you're right.
Chadwell came from Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, that is not going well. Because Liberty
has been good.
They expect to win.
They've been winning 10 games a year.
There's nobody more, as far as that level of football, there's nobody more funded than Liberty is. So, you're right. Head coach. That's why, think about that. Chadwell left. Right away, would you think, okay, you're leaving Coastal to go to Liberty? It doesn't sound right.
You got
it. But the money was way more.
You got it.
Way more.
It is odd. 1-4 for Liberty is very strange to see.
It is 100% Jamie Chadwell.
It's not going well for Jamie.
No.
Came in with high expectations. Anything else? I don't chit-chat at all.
I want to focus on Jamie for a second. Jamie Chadwell.
Came in from Coastal Carolina. Great record there. Took over for Hugh Freeze when he left to go to Auburn or Ole Miss?
Auburn,
yeah.
So this is his third year at Liberty. In his first year, he threw a 13-1.
Yeah.
8-0 in the conference.
He went to the Fiesta Bowl, right?
Yep, he did. They lost in the Fiesta Bowl to somebody.
Is that with Malik Willis, the quarterback?
No, I don't think so. I think that was Salter.
Oh, Salter.
Was Salter, yes.
So it went well in the second season, 2024, 8-4 and 5-3. That's not bad.
Now they're 1-4.
Yeah.
Now they're 1-4 and 0-2. I wonder what's going on there.
Yeah.
No, he's in a bad way, but he's not.
He's not in a hot seat.
No. Hell, they're just 13-1.
Yeah, pretty good job. Mm-hmm. Also, Memphis. Look for Memphis.
Okay.
Memphis. Memphis head coach.
It's Ryan Silverfield.
He will be all over these jobs that are coming open. He will be a hot topic. There's two. They keep talking about
Summerall
at Tulane. I'm like, what about Memphis?
Yeah.
What about Memphis? They've done an unbelievable job. I think they're undefeated right now.
Summerall and Silverfield. Those are two big ones, right? Who else?
Memphis, by the way, stopped. I mean, they've had Justin Fuente come from there. They had Mike Norvell, and now they have.
Yeah, it's been a
Silverfield. Look at that.
It's been going pretty good.
Coaches are elevating. They're elevating from Memphis. The last three, I believe.
That's interesting. It is interesting. I'm trying to call up the story. Anyway.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. You need seed,
Joey!
Chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom applications included. Learn more today at 738ag.com.
Joey, chime in, or some local ag people. What's it going to take to get back in the field? I just noticed yesterday, it seems like things are drying out really fast.
Depends probably where you're at.
Yeah. What we had an ample amount of rain in different areas. I get that. But in the local area here, can they get back in the fields tomorrow? That's my question.
In the Lincoln region,
can you get back in the field as early? Because I think it's going to be dry enough for the combines to get in. But, you know, the husk is the situation.
What do you mean?
The husk. If it gets all, it's all wet. It balls up inside the.
That wasn't a babe in the woods question. I'm wondering what the hell you mean.
That's what it is. The balls up.
Okay.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But as Jake pointed out, you can't put those combines in the mud.
Yeah. I don't think there's, I don't know. Like I said, it just,
has it dried out yet?
Sunny, how much dry do we get? What did we get? It was dry here. When was our last rain?
That was Sunday, right?
Is Sunday the last rain? Was it Monday?
Monday.
I don't know. But anyway, I'm trying
Monday.
To find
it
that
It was
out.
Monday, yeah.
Yeah, right? We had some rain Monday.
1.5 inches of rain. Okay.
464.
It says 464-5685. Call or text. As always, we heard from Dana Holgerson and John Butler yesterday. Sip, you were in the building.
Yeah, here's the deal. Nice. I screwed this up, guys, yesterday.
What?
Well, I mean, not bad. I kept saying, okay, so they had that stretch of offensive futility on Saturday against Michigan State. It spanned the second quarter and the third quarter, Nebraska. It was 25 plays for 19 yards. I said 19 plays for 25, I think, yesterday. It's 25 plays for 19. He went in depth on that situation.
Yeah, it's tough. Ironically enough, the last time I experienced that was 2013 at Maryland. hadn't been through a two-quarter stretch like that. That was tough. You know, there is a lot that went into it. I can give you a bunch of excuses, but at the end of the day, it's about just executing, and you know, we didn't do that. You know, every play that we called, and you know, there's an explanation for what went wrong on every play. You know, and whether it was one guy or whether it was a bad call or, you know, somebody got whipped or somebody busting an assignment or whatever it was, you can pinpoint what went wrong on every single play, you know. And so that's our job as coaches. But, it was challenging. You know, we just had so much momentum, you know, and that first drive, you know, we three and outed them, and first drive was a outstanding drive. We actually converted three third downs on that drive. They gave us credit for two because we took the penalty, but Luke had got the first down on that. So we converted three first downs and then punched it in, you know, when we're in the low red zone. So we were excited to see that. Then we sat there on the sidelines for 30 minutes, you know, and we got more momentum, which was awesome, you know, and crowd was into it and we were feeling it. And then next time we go out there 30 minutes later was after an explosive play by Ja'Cory. You know, the one thing that saved us in the second quarter is our field position was just as good as it possibly can be, you know, with the punt return and a couple of turnovers and all that. So we had just outstanding field position. Now, the problem is offensively we went backwards. But that helped save field position. You know, it didn't give them great field position. Credit to our defense, who I thought played outstanding. Credit to our special teams, which played outstanding and gave us really good field position, but we just sucked.
One more of that?
No. Okay. For that period, they just sucked. Then they came out of it, and he talked about that, but he also talked about Dylan Raiola's composure during that period.
You know, there's a lot on a starting quarterback. There's a lot on a starting quarterback, okay? I'm just going to talk about that position, okay, because I think Dylan does an outstanding job at virtually everything. When it comes to being a student athlete here, obviously starting quarterback, team captain, legacy, all the rest of it. But there's a lot going on, right? He was getting knocked around, bad snaps, missed assignments. You know, you're going into the win for two quarters, which ended up biting them in the tail, right? I mean, it was strategic on their part, but it ended up once Emmett scored that touchdown, I was like, game's over, you know, and it was a tight game, but I'm like, game's over. You know, we all knew it was over, you know. And so, you know, you got the pressure of the crowd. You got the pressure of him just wanting to be great, you know. And so there's a lot on his head. And when he's getting the crap knocked out of him, I mean, you're going to get loopy. And he was loopy, you know, and he didn't play the way that he knows that. And we all know that he can play. But I'm just so proud of him for snapping out of it. And, you know, he got hit again, and then the very next play, he threw that pass, you know. So, you know, he needs to continue to handle it professionally, which I know he will. But there's just a lot on that position. And when it starts snowballing like that and you're the one that's getting the crap knocked out of you, it's tough. Good for him for just hanging in there, making a play, and then getting us the win.
Coaches, you guys have a feel for the game that not everybody has. At 21-21 in the press box, I wasn't thinking game over. He was thinking game over. So what happened, Bill? They're down 21-14. They were in a kind of in a bad way. And Dylan kind of rescued them with a 45-yard pass, really
really on third and 10.
Third and 10 is a great throw on the run. Ja'Cory Barney adjusted his route. And then the stadium came alive. It was pretty dead. The sideline came alive. It was pretty dead. It looked bad. They're down. Didn't look good. And then Emmett Johnson went 23 yards for a touchdown on a run. And he's saying the game was over. I was like,
in late third quarter.
That was late third quarter.
To tie it up.
Yeah. And he said, we all felt like the game was over because they were going to get the win, I guess, in the fourth. You know, I just thought that was remarkable confidence. I wasn't sitting up there going, oh, this game's over. You know,
have you ever thought a game was over, Bill, in the third quarter of the tie game?
That would be, obviously, this biggest statement is probably coming off the win, but no, that'd be a hard one. But you have a feel for your team, so that's what he has. I think probably that is what stands out the most, because, again, I have to lean on you guys, because, like I said, I'm not going to be phony here, because I did not see, I saw four plays. So my question is this part that's shocking for the 25 plays and 19 yards, the fact that it was Michigan State?
That's part of it.
Because Michigan State did not come in with,
shocking.
They'd given up 45 to, was it 45 to USC, 40-something to Boston College. Yep. And so
the pass rush was a little shocking.
That was concerning,
Yeah.
We didn't expect that. We came still coming in that they'd have hardly sacks or pressures the whole year.
Yeah.
They didn't. They had six sacks the whole year, and they had four.
Five in that game.
And then you heard the OC say several times that Dylan was getting the crap beat out of him. So there must have been some other pressures and some other hits also, right? Besides sacks.
Yeah, 100. And they were back there.
Yeah.
He was loopy. He was loopy.
I haven't heard that one.
That's what he said. Luke Hogan says he was loopy.
He was loopy. Now, he had an interesting comment about the run game. God, I pray that you have this.
Two running backs dead or not?
Yeah, you could go there. It might be that.
It's hard to run the football when you're going
yeah,
backwards.
Yeah, try that one.
Here's Hogerson from yesterday.
Talking about running the ball, right? It's hard to call more runs when you're going backwards. Okay, and so for two quarters there, we weren't very good at it. We weren't good at anything. Okay, so, Emmett had, 6 yards a carry or whatever it was, almost 100 yards. You know, we only called, I think it was 19 runs, but we only snapped it 52 times. You know, I threw a lot of screens and stuff just because they were pressuring us. If we kept running the ball, you're still running into pressures. And so my answer was screens and stuff. And, you know, if we get into rhythm, I think that run number is going to take care of itself. I was pleased with Mosey going in there running hard. He had a couple good runs. Makai's first run hit for a first down. I'm actually excited where we're at in the run game, and we showed improvement. The flow of the game is why those numbers looked like crap. The sacks are why those numbers looked like crap.
See, they ran the ball. When they ran it, it was all right. His Emmett Johnson's final numbers. 15 carries, I think, for 83. Does that sound right? 15 for 83?
Confirm that real quick.
I think that's right. I have in front of me, too, if you want me to put my glasses on.
Emmett Johnson, this ball game, had 13 carries, 83 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
So when they ran it, it was fine. See, they only ran 52 plays, 55 on the sheet or whatever. So I don't know whatever it was. They couldn't get into a flow running-wise. It's a very confusing conversation to me, because Rule on Monday, for instance, said he thinks it's kind of silly when people say we're not a running team. On one hand, Emmett Johnson is third in the Big Ten in rushing. Okay, he is. It's Justice Haynes, Waymon Jordan, and then Coleman and Emmett Johnson. Those are the top. Emmett Johnson and Coleman are tied for third. On the other hand, they're 14th in the Big Ten in rushing. So the individuals third, as a team they're 14th. So confusing. If you're a running team at first and goal on the 7, why throw 3 straight times? I mean, try running twice, if you feel good about it. I'm not complaining. I'm just pointing it out. Emmett is running the ball well. I mean, he is. He looks better. He definitely looks better this year. He's taken his game to another level. I guess they're trying Mosey as a backup and Makai Nelson. I don't know if they've don't know if they can lean on those guys. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know where the running game's at. That's the bottom line. I don't know exactly what they're – I just don't think this game you could judge it much because they only ran 52 plays.
Well, right? And regarding the backups again, you had one carry from Mekhi and three from Mosey. So four combined with those guys.
Mekhi looked good on his carry.
He did. 11 yards.
Anyway.
Now, another question has been, okay, Pro Football Focus, as you point out Monday, Sip, has not been as critical on the line in terms of the five sacks against Michigan State. So
no, they got good grades.
Dana was asked, who's to blame for all the sacks? Is it quarterback, line, somebody else? Dana Holgorsen from yesterday.
It's everything. It's everything. That one time as I pointed the finger at the O-line, it's everything. It's the entire offense. One of the sacks, it was a bad play call. One of the, you know, now we just got kind of beat, right? But I can prevent that in that setting. When Dylan got beat after we would have scored and we went backwards, okay, it was a bad play, bad loss, a bad loss. I shouldn't have called the play I did, which forced five-man protection. Tackle gets beat, and there's another negative play, so just compounding plays. That's on me. You know, the running back, you know, there's one on him. You know, the receiver's got to continue to get open quickly. And then, you know, Dylan, there a couple, you know, one, I know at least one of them was on Dylan. We had a wide open end cut, and he didn't trigger it. You know, just got to be in the proper headspace and get rid of the ball. So it's just absolutely everything.
Okay, Bill, here's once and for all, what do you do as an offense against pressure besides screen passes?
That's a good question. Screen is one of your things. You're going to have to build a win. Quick game is one of them. Sometimes some form of different protections. One would be, I used to call it a dash protection, which moves the pocket a little bit. And there's a couple things with that. When somebody's always, move the pocket. Well, when you do that, you do cut your field in half. So that's not, it's always like the perfect answer, but there are some things with that. But generally in the pressure, I know my biggest concern is always the run game. I have way more concern in the run game. Okay. Of how I'm going to defend the run, of a crease and a hit, you know, different things that.
You'll run into pressure.
Speed option, you know, Coach Osborne loved to see pressure versus any sort of option game.
But you can devise run plays into pressure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Usually it's more in the gap scheme stuff. That's where things get.
I don't run a lot of that.
They don't have a lot of that. But, yeah, there's different answers to it. The screen game's always a one right away. Then there's certain routes of the ball just – you know, down the field, which I, you know, we used to, everybody has different names for the route, but the route that's always very difficult to cover if there's a pressure in a man concept is still with a safety, a one high safety involved like that is we used to call it the slice route, but it's the inside fade to the slot receiver because he has so much more space. So there's no sideline for him to work with. So that's always a route that is always interesting to see. The other thing too, if you're seeing a lot of pressure is formations. Because once you get into different, I talk about bunches and snugs and different levels, now that now affects the DB, how he lines up. And now there's another factor. If all of a sudden you're playing man against a trips bunch, right, the DB's level of problems go way up. Not that you can't defend it, they just go way up. So formations, motions, the formations, different things you can do. So there's quite a bit you can do with it.
Question. How about just like some more slants?
Slants. Yeah, I said the quick game I said earlier, there can be.
Is that quick game? That's what you're talking about?
Yeah. Okay. So slants, pivots, a shake route, which really isn't a quick game, but there's some different things you could do just to get the ball. Hey, the ball's going to get out.
Yeah.
Ball's going to get out. So there's some of that. Now, it does limit, you know, what the routes you're running too. And so there's always a separate caveat to everything.
Hey, Bill, here's why I'm asking this question. Because Maryland's not great, but they're pretty good on the edge. They got two rushers. It'll be a big test for the tackles. Once again, they have 19 sacks this year. They're not great. Maryland's not great, but they're athletic on the edges. So we're going to have this conversation. And I want to know, what do you do? What do you do against pressure like that?
And if you're talking just straight four-man rush, then you're going to get into the chip game. Then you get into we're going to chip with the running back. We're going to keep a tight end in. And no, this happened the other day, and it was the Chiefs. And I think it had to be a complete bust by the Jags. They left a tight end in to help on is it Chris Jones? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's like, but they had just the tight end block him. Well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard
of. Why is that?
Because you don't want your tight end being your only protector against Chris Jones. He's not, the tight end's not built to do that.
Nope.
He's built to help. He's built to chip. Mm-hmm. You know, that was an error on their part. But that's the way you do it. It's hey, what do we do? What can we chip? Also, you know, you can cover him up. You can do different formations that can cause some issues with him. That was our plan of what we did. And what else slows those guys down? Run the ball at him. When I was at Wisconsin and Nebraska had Randy Gregory, who was an incredible player, we just kept putting tight ends on his side and running at him.
Ooh, it was power move.
It was just run right at him.
That's aggressive.
Because what did he want to do? He wanted to play rush on the edge and rush the passer.
Yep.
So we just didn't let him rush the passer because that's what he did really well.
Yeah, that was his best trait.
Yeah.
He could play the run a little bit, but if you put two guys on him, you put two guys on
him. But all of a sudden, he had to play harder techniques to the tight end side. And we'd put a pair.
This is beautiful.
And so he had different looks to
him. This is beautiful.
By the way, these ends you're talking about from Maryland, one's a true freshman.
True freshman.
Sidney Stewart, 4.5 sacks so far from Joppa, Maryland. And then the other guy is Mathis. That would be Zaheer Mathis. And they're both freshmen.
Yeah.
They're both freshmen. 4.5 and 3.5 sacks for those guys.
They got two good freshman edge rushers. I think, those guys are, that's the game on that side. Defense, their defense versus Nebraska's offense. It'll be that. Can you hold up against that pressure? Third straight week, you're dealing with it. You know, I mean, you're always going to be dealing with it to a certain extent, but I think Maryland, that would be that's the game here.
Last thing from Holgorsen on that for Nebraska handling pressure.
Yes, especially this bunch. You know, I mean, they got those, the 29 and 9 off the edge, young kids. I've never seen young kids like that with that much explosion. The backers will, you know, they're gonna bring them. You know, they line one of them up at end in passing situations. You know, there's the inside guy number 10, who I actually know. His grandma was my secretary, ironically enough. Kid was a quarterback in high school. He turned into their best D lineman. Proud of him. He was in the office a lot, but they're gonna pressure and we got a big challenge ahead of us, and I'm excited about that challenge. Can we improve to the point to where we can protect the quarterback? My job is to protect the quarterback. I got to put him in position to get the ball out. I got to get those guys to protect him.
There you go.
I hope he listened to our show.
We have ideas for you.
Quick game.
Do you think he watched Big Red Wrap Up?
He might have.
Call some run plays. Run into the pressure.
Call some run plays. Expertise. Before we get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincolnville, where would you send the Breakers this morning?
They opened 7 minutes ago. The Bird!
Early Bird is open at 19th and K with lots of free, spacious parking. You can't miss it. Pastels
also,
outside, inside, pastels.
Also, well-lighted parking lot.
Is it?
Before, we'd have to talk about that. They opened at 6:30. Well, it was light out.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's not. Yep. Guess what they did? Jamie went in there and put the best lighting system there is possible.
Safety
first. And waffles.
And hunger.
That's their motto.
Breakfast nachos, breakfast tacos, waffles, pancakes, and don't forget the world-famous Hash holes. Stop by Early Bird. It's open now up until 2 p.m. every single day at 9 to the K. When we come back, we'll hear from John Butler next on Early Break in the Ticket.